This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's either all coming together or all falling apart in Greece.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Hundreds of thousands of Greeks are striking this morning over deep budget cuts the government proposed yesterday in order to get more bailout money. And European finance ministers say the austerity plan the government submitted isn't good enough. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in Athens, and he joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So the rest of the Eurozone is clearly not happy with the Greek deal. How do the Greeks feel about it?
They're not happy with it either. I mean, many Greeks say it just piles more misery onto them. This country is now in its fifth consecutive year of recession. Unemployment is 20% and rising. Many Greeks say the budget cuts will just make matters worse.
So where do we go from here? What happens next?
What is supposed to happen next is that the Greek Parliament will meet on Sunday, and the Europeans have said it will have to ratify the measures before Greece gets a single cent of new bailout money. Eurozone finance ministers say they'll be watching like hawks, and they'll meet again next Wednesday to review progress.
Stephen, is this getting any closer to some kind of resolution?
It doesn't look like it, does it? But no one can quite believe that Greece will be allowed to slide into a messy default. Economist Aristos Doxiadis says this would be a disaster for Greece.
Banks will have to close down. Hundreds of thousands of people will lose their jobs in a period of weeks. And then we'll have to start from the beginning from a very, very low base.
And the consequences for global financial markets could be dire. There seems to be a game of chicken going on here, but there is a real deadline. If Greece doesn't get its bailout money by March the 20th, it will default.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us from Athens, Greece. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, here in this country, it was exactly 1 week ago that the government gave us some good news. The unemployment rate dropped last month to 8.3%. But some economists say the news isn't as good as it sounds because some workers have simply dropped out of the labor force. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to clear this up. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, is the unemployment rate really dropping, or are people just leaving the labor force?
Well, this is always a key question because you're absolutely right. The unemployment rate, which is at 8.3%, that could reflect, you know, people been pounding the pavement. They finally get work, or they could finally say, you know what? I'm not even going to bother because no one is hiring. And usually it's a mix. But the recent improvements, you know, over the past several months in 2011 reflected a lot of people getting discouraged. So we got this good number, 8.3%. What economists did is they looked at the employment to population ratio, and that measures, you know, how many people are actually working. And what it did, it confirmed this was a good number.
Well, by the way, what does it mean to leave the labor force? Do you wake up in the morning and go down and file paperwork and say, that's it for me? Don't bother.
Exactly right. You know, it's that image I always have, someone just throwing open their window and just saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. I've had it. So what it is, it's a household survey. It's a survey of 60,000 households by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And there's these 2,200 trained workers and ask all these questions and are trying to see, you know, who's actually looking for work. You know, you're unemployed, but you're looking for work, or maybe you're working part time and you want to be working full time. And then there are people who drop out of labor force. So some of it can be people not working, people being in prison, people being active duty in the military, and then, of course, people going to school.
So what's the real unemployment rate at this point? Is it 8.3%?
Well, I like the number of 8.3%. Then you can drill down, get more accurate data. If you make certain adjustments, the real unemployment rate's 11%. But then you have to make adjustments farther back. The advantage of 8.3% is that it's a consistent, time series. It's like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is the market up? Is the market down? Is the unemployment rate up or is it down? And the message of the market is, it's down.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower across the globe this morning, down about 1.5% right now in Frankfurt. In Washington, the House has followed the Senate in passing a ban on members of Congress buying and selling stock if they have access to private information about, say, upcoming laws or government contracts. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added just 6 points to close at 12,890.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. By GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at progressive.com.
Toymaker Hasbro is teaming up with the online gaming company Zynga. And interestingly, it's not the old school Hasbro that's trying to climb the ladder into internet games. It's Zynga that wants to slide into board games. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
To put it in context, more than 200 million Monopoly games have been sold since it was created in the 1930s. Zynga says that 200 million people play its games on computers and smartphones every month. Industry analyst Chris Byrne says Zynga has been missing out on a big market.
People are learning about games, engaging in them, and then they actually want to play them in the real world, sitting across the table from someone.
Hasbro's rival Mattel capitalized on this last year with an Angry Birds board game. That became a bestseller. Now Hasbro CEO Brian Gardner says his company is following suit.
It's really wonderful to bring to life characters from the Zynga games that people really love and have so much fun playing with.
He declined to say how much the deal is worth. Byrne says it could be a natural partnership.
The buying and selling of farm stuff and buying and selling of fields sounds an awful lot like Monopoly Goes Rural to me.
It's a chance for Hasbro to return to its gaming glory. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, Valentine's Day is next week, and Pizza Hut is offering a wedding proposal special for $10,010. Comes with a ring, limousine service, flowers, and fireworks, which leaves about $10 left for pizza and breadsticks. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Takes a lot of people to make a movie, you know. Actors, directors, writers, caterers. They also need the geeks.
The cost of technology is lowering the cost of making films and of the kind of result that you can get for the money.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Tech Awards for the Academy Awards, the Oscars. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.